Heidi and Frank show. Great show on television, American Ninja Warrior. If you haven't watched it, it has grown in popularity and features some of the best athletes in the world. And the women have stepped up. I think it was last season that some women actually qualified. They actually got through the obstacle course. And this is it's really something to see. They train year-round for this stuff. And if you fall off the damn thing one time, one slip-up, and you're in the water, that's it for you. You're done. Season's
after
over.
All that training.
Yeah, it's not like you can come back next weekend and do it again. It's American Ninja Warrior. We have host Matt Eisenman coming in. There he is. Good to
handsome
see you, my
ever.
Friend.
Handsome as ever.
Hi, Matt. Oh, man. Good to see you, Matt.
You guys know I listen.
I knew you were. Oh.
I washed my hands. I'm going to now smell mine and see if there's tuna sandwich on it.
Yeah, I did have tuna this morning.
Every morning. You're looking fit. Is it just because you shaved, or have you gotten in better shape?
Both. Actually, I started doing something for myself and shaved. So I,
wow.
Yeah, huh? Look
nicely
at this.
Done.
I'm gorgeous.
Yay.
I always look as good as Matt.
As always.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
You always look good, Matt.
Thank you. You know, it's you got it, because I told my friend we were going on, I'm like, I'm going to be on camera in 2 weeks. I got to lose some weight.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because
like off season.
The worst part is when you shoot something, like we're going to start shooting in March and it won't air until May. And then you're in May and you're like, huh, I look a little chubby there. And then you think, I don't think I've changed anything since then. So I think all the episodes coming up, I'm still going to look chubby. So
And like I said, they're some of the best athletes in the world.
I was just watching a lot of the submission videos, and now it is. I mean, the women, because of Casey last year, we just have some dominant Cirque du Soleil level gymnast women who can rip like 20 pull-ups. Like that's unheard of for anyone, let alone women.
Yeah, I think the pull-up for a woman, like it's like the hardest thing a woman can do because they're not built like that for their back.
Exactly,
so they can do 20 pull-ups.
And these women were just crushing it. And guys, you know. Every submission video, the guys all have their shirts off, and it's like they make not only their pecs flex and talk, like they can individually contract their abdominal muscles like little faces are talking.
God.
Jesus, you guys need to have a pizza or something,
all
right?
Wonder you have body dysmorphia.
Right?
It would be hard to be around that all the time. Yeah, do they ever just sit and have some beers and burgers and hang?
Apparently not.
No,
like their idea of hanging out, these guys, is literally working out at the gym.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's a lifestyle, the
it
fitness
is.
Level. For these people. That's why I talk about it instead of doing it.
They don't have off season.
I saw where the Arizona Diamondbacks, because baseball's in spring training now, and every year like the ballparks come out with their new food they're going to have. Like, and last year they had the D-Bat dog, which was an 18-inch corn dog stuffed with bacon and cheese.
Oh,
it was for $25.
Right.
Well, this year they've come out with the churro dog.
I saw that. That looks so good.
Oh, the little sweet and savory.
If you, yeah. I don't care how much you tried to work out. If you eat one of these, you just, I mean, you'd have to probably work out
meat
for 6 months.
Or was it just that churro is the
It has
meat.
The churro dog. It looks like a hot dog. Only it's a warm cinnamon churro instead of a hot dog. A chocolate glazed Long John donut as a bun.
This really sounds like we're describing male porn with euphemism.
A little bit, yeah.
And three scoops of ice cream on top.
Cream
three? I've only seen two. Why does he have three?
With whipped cream, caramel, and chocolate sauce.
Oh.
Cost $8.50, and the calorie count, 1,117 calories.
Oh my God.
That's pretty much
so you
your
go
daily.
And get a D-Bat dog and a churro dog, try to eat both of them at the ballpark.
Yeah.
You'd have to work out
you're
going to
have
months.
A diabetic coma
that's
and a heart attack
share
simultaneously.
With, share with friends or something.
But, right. Ooh. Well, the Green Bay did that. Didn't they like have a $30 for the playoffs? Green Bay Packers last year had like the Green Bay.
Yeah.
Like a pound of cheese and
every
yeah.
Yeah, stadium comes out with something.
Yeah. Yeah. I dare, really, more than anything.
Speaking of coming out with something, Peyton Manning, how about that? Agrees to a $4 million pay cut to come back.
I got to say, you know who's really impressing me is John Elway.
Yeah.
What he's done, I mean, since getting rid of Tim Tebow, when Tim Tebow was poised to literally not become the mayor, I think to become Jesus of Denver, to get rid of him and then convince Manning to come in, and then to get rid of John Fox after we make the playoffs 3 years in a row because he says the team's not ready, and I'm agreeing with every move. And I think he talked Manning into it. And Manning looked awful at the end of the year. I think he was injured. And I had dinner the other night with Akbar Bajabiamil. I'm just showing off that I can say his name.
That's who also hosts.
He's my co-host, and he played in the NFL. And we're walking out, and he goes, "Hey, Matt, let me introduce you to somebody." And this enormous man stands up and blocks out the night sky.
Wait, and you're enormous,
I'm like 6'3", 230, and Akbar 6'6", 260. The guy who stands up makes Akbar look like I make Sammy look. It was Julius Thomas, the tight end for the Broncos, and I'm a Broncos fan. I got so excited. I hug him, and in the middle of the hug, I'm like, this is probably a little uncomfortable for him.
Because it's around his waist.
You're so cute! Is that a churro dog in your pants? We just have it. But it was cool.
Speaking of Julius Thomas, isn't that part of the plan where it's like Peyton Manning decided to take a $4 million pay cut because Julius is a free agent, great tight end, and the Raiders were looking at him. It's like, and Peyton says, we got to keep Julius here.
If Tom Brady takes a pay cut or restructures his contract a couple years ago and wins a Super Bowl, I think every general manager can look at a quarterback. And if any of them don't take a cut now, it's like, you're not a team player.
Yeah, it just shows you that a true class act will take a pay cut.
NBC came to me and they told me, Matt, we need you to take a pay cut to make Ninja Warrior better.
God damn. Would you do it?
No. Listen, they've been paying me like it's a cable show for years. If I take a pay cut, I'll end up losing money on the show.
Listen, Peyton Manning can take a pay cut.
Right.
He's got his Papa John's money.
And Nationwide chicken parm, you taste so good. He's an advertising force, the Manning family.
And he owns a Papa John's in Denver.
No, multiple.
Multiples?
Yeah,
he bought more once they legalized pot.
When
pot came legal, he ended up buying like another 6 Papa John's franchises.
Maybe he was high as a kite when he signed that $4 million pay cut. He's like,
whatever. He just paid. It's so funny. Like most NFL guys are like, that guy's just a stud. And Manning, I despite the fact he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, you look at him and you're just like, he's a nerd. He looks like a nerd.
He does.
He studies like a nerd.
Can we get him a bigger helmet next year? It concerns me.
I don't think they make one. Do you remember the helmet they used to have like for the Mets to drive in from the bullpen? I don't think that would fit Peyton Manning's head.
He's got an enormous forehead. Oh, God.
He's got a serious vice squeeze mark right there on his forehead.
He's got a headache after each game. It's like,
too much brain power being used.
Yes. Yeah, I can't help he's frustrated from that last pass, or he's just like, oh, my God,
I think, you know, to be a good Tom Brady's the exception. Like, usually the guys who are good looking, they're too good looking. They're too busy chasing women. And and Manning's not that good looking.
He's focused on football.
That's what he should be doing. Go study. Stop chasing supermodels.
Right.
Speaking of NFL players and their heads, Sidney Rice and Steve Weatherford to donate brains for research. Like, they actually signed it off. Former NFL wide receiver Sidney Rice and current New York Giants punter. Steve
Weatherford is going to be in Venice competing in American Ninja Warrior, along with John Ryan, the punter for the Seahawks. We've got two punters coming out, proving that punters are athletes, too.
Well, they still have to prove it.
Well, have you said Weatherford is the most fit guy in the, like, he's under 5% body fat. He'll have his shirt off.
But
before
a punter to go, I'm going to donate my brain to science for concussions reasons, you know, because of all the concussion problems and, you know, Junior Seau and everything.
Yeah.
Does the punter really get hit
that
much if he's taking a concussion?
Not unless his offensive line really hates him.
They really don't like him at all.
I mean, I think a lot of them will go down on punt coverage, but if they're making the tackle, then...
Yeah, Sidney Rice explained his decision, says, I had my fair share of fun in the NFL. Unfortunately, I wasn't educated enough on what concussions can lead to. The brain studies by the doctors will be huge to help maybe prevent... What was I saying?
Well, Weatherford,
all the jokes.
Weatherford was I think he went to Illinois, and I think he played wide receiver in college. So, you know, what is interesting is looking at what level do these effects start occurring, because medically we don't know. And unfortunately, there are no scans that can detect
CTE. Right.
And that's one of the problems is you can't we don't have a scan right now that can detect the disease. So if you're a former NFL player and you think you're having symptoms, unfortunately, there's no way to analyze the brain for this until you've passed away and they can actually do...
That's when age you start, and my son's 11 years old, and he's pressuring me. He's like, Dad, I want to start playing tackle football.
There have been some high school kids and even college kids who've been diagnosed with CTE, which suggests it may not necessarily be a function of how many hits you take, that you are genetically predisposed to it. But we don't know what that genetic makeup is right now. So it's a scary time. I think it's a tough time for parents who have young kids trying to make that decision. And to me, that's the only thing that can dethrone the NFL is if new generations aren't going to be brought up playing tackle football.
Yeah, I'm encouraging baseball. I'm like, you're better at baseball, buddy. Right. He's never played. Baseball's your sport.
Right. Guaranteed contracts in baseball.
Have you ever had a concussion?
Not that I remember. I played basketball. And
have you ever been like knocked out where they're like, Matt,
I got,
like, what
I broke
happened?
My nose twice, got smashed, and I think there was I was never unconscious, but there was probably a period where I thought,
you're like,
am I dancing right now? What is
happening?
Going on?
I got knocked out playing football.
I'm just
football.
Hearing Rick Astley in my head. Why don't we hear this crowd?
Got Rick Roll.
Sorry, I just wanted to sing.
I haven't,
but I probably have other. I have enough physical ailments at 44 now.
I did, though. I was in high school. I got knocked out in practice. We were doing the hamburger drill. I don't know if you remember
that.
Where you lay on your back, and then the coach blows the whistle. And so one guy has the ball, and one guy is going to be on defense and tackle him. But you're restricted to the area that you can go. It's not the entire length of the field. They lay down, and like everyone lines up. So, you know, and there's this column, this row that you have to lay down in on your backs, head to head. And blows the whistle, you hop up, and you have to run over the guy, and he has to try to tackle you, and you got to get past him.
It's so old school.
Yeah, it's old
Oklahoma
school.
Oklahoma drill, just two people, do it! Bam.
And this time, you know, because we went to the one-on-one for a while, it was like, okay, now we're going to do it with blockers. So you had a blocker, and there's a defensive, lineman, and then the linebacker and the running back. And so I was the running back, and I come tearing through there, and this guy nailed me so hard. And I ducked my head.
Yeah.
And I got up. And did one of those, you know, walking sideways things. Yeah. Like I just spun around dizzy. And everyone looking over me was like saying, my eyes were doing like the cartoon thing where they were going
in
circles
in
separate
terrifying.
Directions. Yeah. And then, in high school, they were like, okay, you can't play the next game. You know, they did take me out because everyone saw that I was just knocked.
Your bell rung is what they would say.
Big time. Full-on concussion. So I was like, after that, I was like, okay, maybe I'll stick to wrestling.
In the Super Bowl, they said that there was that play, like a third down play where he got smoked in the head. And then he got up and he kept trying to run when everyone knew he was down. And they were like, he had a concussion. Yeah. Nobody did the concussion protocol. Nobody checked him out and he kept playing. And it kind of got glossed over because the Patriots won. But they're like, that was – he should have been taken.
It's like in UFC when somebody gets knocked out and they're out for a second and then the refs – and they wake up in that moment and they start –
I'm fine. The fight's over, bro.
Yeah. We're trying to fight the rest.
That's how most of my relationships go. We're still dating, right? No.
We're done. No. It's over.
No carpet.
Did you watch UFC 184, the big Kat Zingano?
Well, I saw
Ronda
the Vine,
Rousey.
So I think I saw everything.
You did.
You saw the Instagram video?
I felt so bad. Zingano, she looked like an animal. And it's just Rousey's on a different level right now.
Yeah, that's just got to be so discouraging because being beaten 14 seconds and being undefeated, being so embarrassing. You might not be able to come back after that. It'd be like the same as getting knocked out and sometimes when fighters come back after getting beat or knocked out, like Mike Tyson when he got knocked out after, Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
He was never quite the same guy. I think this will have the same effect as getting knocked out as getting beaten 14 seconds. She'll never be the same fighter.
Yeah.
And no one's going to want to see her. You know, you've been humiliated. All this cachet you built up over your entire career, and now you're a punchline.
So when are you going to be out in Venice taping?
We're going to be out there. So we got our schedule, I think, if you guys tweeted out for people who are listening. But March 13th and 14th, we'll be out in Venice. Anybody who wants to come out can check it out.
You don't have to have less than 5% body fat. Anybody's welcome.
No, they are welcome. Okay. We will just make fun of them if they have 6% body fat. Fat ass.
Now, you said you had people who submit tapes.
We do. So we're going to try to get 120 people through on Friday night. 100 of those will be reserved spots, but we're going to have walk-ons. So if there are people who still want to come out to Venice, get out there early, camp out, and you can get a shot on the course. I think Saturday night we're going to have a special time where you are going to get on the course. So
Any
of the Heidi and Frank Army want to come out and watch him dominate. I have a feeling it's going to be like the Kat Zingano fight. He's going to be out. Like, is it over?
So, Frank,
just go back
same.
To your corner, buddy.
Doesn't start out with that same thing. We got to jump side
to side. The quintuple steps. And after that, I can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
It always starts out with that quintuple step.
Do you think you'll be able to make it past that?
I'm worried about that because I've seen people go out early too. And the same thing, if you fall off at any point, you're done. There's no coming back next weekend.
Even if
you've trained all year.
You see it
in their face just when they realize that it's over.
There's tears, right?
I blew it.
Frustration.
We've
tears.
Seen tears. Honestly, though, I got to say, it's what amazes me is how positive these people are. And I mean, I guess anyone who motivates themselves to train year round for something where we've never paid any of them because nobody's won, they're doing this for the love of the sport. And I think in the end, it comes down to pushing themselves. And so These are these people who are like, you know what? It's not a loss. It's just another challenge, another way to motivate myself.
God, I want
to
be that.
Meanwhile, I'd be like, fuck, this is I'm going to kill you, Matt Heisman. I want another shot at this. Yeah, it amazes me how positive
true
these
emotion.
People are.
So true.
But, we got some great people coming out, but I can't wait to see you on the course.
I can't wait either.
You've been training.
I've been training. I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
Matt Heisman, thank you for coming in.
Always a pleasure, guys.
American Ninja Warrior on NBC. They're currently filming their new season. And again, it's going to be out in Venice March 13th and 14th. So go out there, try to walk on, or just watch it live. It's got to be something special.
Amazing.
And follow Matt on Twitter, at Matt Heisman.
Yeah.
Big on Twitter. All right. Thank you so much. We'll have you back in anytime.
You guys are the best.
We're going to come right back after traffic. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.